This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Organized crime groups are selling access to computer networks to financial firms such as Bank of America. Now, most of that information can be purchased on the dark web, sad to say, but one of the things people are still curious about is, are these hackers or cyber criminals going after larger banks, or are they going after the smaller banks? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Kate Fizzini. She's a cybersecurity expert for CNBC and author of a new book titled Kingdom of Lies, Unnerving Adventures in the World of Cybercrime. And I asked her, which banks are the cyber criminals targeting the most?
I mean, at this point, the big banks certainly were targeted several years ago, certainly, absolutely a decade or more ago. They do tend to have much more sophisticated organizations. So it just depends on the motivation of the person doing the attacking. If they want to steal small sums of money or do some sort of invoice fraud, smaller targets are usually better for them. If they want to make a point, if they want to make some ideological point by, say, taking down a bank's website, taking down a small local bank website won't really do that. It would be the Citigroup, HSBCs of the world that they would want to target. If a cyber criminal wants information on important people, then again, a different kind of targeting.
Fizzini says a lot of these cyber criminals are gathering information in essence to blackmail people further on down the road. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I got I'm looking at my manila folder, forest here on my desk. Got a lot got to go over here. Falling behind here. As again, typical, and a see I told you so moment. Fiat Chrysler withdraws merger offer for Renault. What do we tell you? That deal is never going to happen. Never, ever, 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 ever gonna happen. All you needed to see was the amount, how much the French government had an interest in Renault and how that country works with its labor unions. This is where I get upset here. This is a teachable moment. When you have these politicians talk about these public-private partnerships, where government gets in bed with business, it is always bad. It's oil and water. You don't mix them. The government is the umpire, is the referee. It should not get involved. Yet they do in these countries. And this is why you have 10% plus unemployment and youth unemployment above 25% all the time, and you have little to no economic growth. That's why it is what it is in France. France would rather see. France would rather see, if you had a business in France and you can't make or pay a certain rate or a certain wage, then your business should be shut down. Then your business should be shut down. Whatever wage that they deem and whatever the living should be in France, let's say if you're starting up a new business. If you can't afford to pay people that, well, then your business shouldn't exist. That's what they believe in France. You wonder why there's no innovation. You're going, oh, how come they don't have any tech companies and all this other stuff going on in Europe? That's why. Why? Can't afford to do a startup, can you? Anyway, speaking of tech, mentioned tech. Congress, enforcement agencies, story this past week. Are they going to target tech? What's going to happen with Amazon? And could it face heightened antitrust scrutiny? I'll read between the lines, which obviously the mainstream media cannot do. I'm not buying any of this at all. Everybody remember? Remember the government coming down hard on Microsoft? Wanted to break up Microsoft. Anybody remember that? I do. Bill Gates, he didn't know what hit him. He didn't. He couldn't believe what was going on. He's like, what am I doing here? What am I doing wrong here? I'm providing an operating system, a product out there. I'm giving away Internet Explorer and all these other things for free. What am I doing wrong? Bill, you're not giving these politicians enough money. Okay? You're not kissing enough ass in Washington, D.C., Bill. That's why. That was the reason why. And the funny thing is that after that happened, remember Microsoft really declined at that point in time. That's when Apple was starting to come up again and becoming that innovative company. They started coming out with their products, the iPod, things like that. Not too far after that, if I'm not mistaken. Now, these tech companies, they do give money. They do give money to politicians without a doubt. But this is, again, this is Washington, D.C., basically, you know, letting them know who's boss. Letting them know who's boss. And they'll bring them into the fray slowly but surely. The reality of the situation is these companies are worth more broken up. If you broke up these companies and they were standalones, the entire valuation would be more. Would be more than they are now. Now, when it comes to tech, companies can innovate. And we've constantly seen innovation, and we've seen new companies come in and old companies die and go by the wayside, and it happens much quicker. The concern now is that these big tech companies have gotten so big and they're able to purchase their competitors. People in particular talked about the WhatsApp purchase, also talking about the Instagram purchase as well and what that means. That's stuff that, yes, I do think they need to look at. Talked about Amazon. Am I thrilled with the fact that Amazon owns the Washington Post? No, that shouldn't happen. If you're going to do that, you're going to take that away from Amazon. What about all the other major media conglomerates out there that own various myriad of different pieces and properties? They keep getting bigger and bigger, too. I don't like any of it, and I am all for. I'm all for it. People think it's anti-business. I'm not anti-business, pro-business. I'm pro-competition is what I am. And I don't like any of these major media. I don't like the big banks. When they repealed Glass-Steagall back in 2000, I knew what was going to happen. I mean, take a look at what we have now. We've got too big to fail banks. None of them. Doesn't matter what they do. They're omnipotent now. Each and every one of them is omnipotent. Doesn't matter what they do. Doesn't matter who they rip off. Sure. Sure, they'll have to pay a fine. But they'll walk away. Right? There's a systematic problem. What happens when the big tech companies end up becoming a systemic issue as well? Then they become wards of the state. It is. The crony capitalism, they like to call it, is not capitalism. Nothing to do with it. We've got so much rent-seeking behavior, so much rent-seeking nonsense out there, regulatory capture, it's ridiculous. And that's what I would look for. Breaking up those companies that have that advantage because they're tied in to government. Anyway, story in the Wall Street Journal talking about the mall meltdown and how it is going to continue. Yup, it is. It is overbuilt. The entire sector. Again, this is another big fat see I told you so moment. I mean, ask yourself, again, all these really smart people at McKinsey and Wall Street. All these really smart people. Come on, people. They're about the transaction, you understand? Not whether or not the transaction is right or wrong. It's about the transaction. Right? That's how they get paid. You're not going to get a McKinsey guy to go into a retailer as ridiculous consultants or Wall Street types, their master of the universe Wall Street types, M&A guys out there, bankers looking to raise money for expansion. You're never going to have them go in and tell a CEO, listen, we think that the entire thing is just, it's too built out right now. We think you should keep your powder dry on this right now. We should see what happens. Never! Never! CEO, I'm not paying you to do that. And CEOs, too, they're egomaniacs because what do they have to lose, honestly? What do they have to lose? What skin in the game do they have? They're getting paid. Ah, you know what? We boy, that's too bad. That's too bad. Oh, we're going to have to shut down all these stores? Oh, that's terrible. Oh, am I going to lose my job? But I already made tens of millions of dollars anyway, and my buddy will put me on the board of directors somewhere else, and I'll end up landing on my feet and having a job somewhere else. You see, this is a world that normal, everyday entrepreneurs like you and I, people who live and work in the United States, we deplorables, right? We don't live in that world. We don't live in that rarefied air. They do. So you want to know why the mall meltdown is happening? Well, because guess what? The people that are in the business of transactions and making money off transactions where they have no downside. Again, I know Tlaib talks about this all the time. It's a fantastic book, Skin in the Game. They don't have any skin in the game. That's all. Do the consultants that these companies hire, do they have any downside? If they advise a company, if they advise XYZ Retail that they need to open up, oh, you need to expand. You got to open up all these stores. And guess what? Well, I got my buddies over at Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. They'll raise the money for you to do it. Does Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley or McKinsey, do they lose any money when that idea doesn't work? Nope. Nope. Again, it's a key. Tlaib is much, 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 much brighter to the power of like 100. Talks about it in his book, Skin in the Game, but it's something we've been talking about here on the program forever. Forever. Anyway, quickly, I guess, for the story as well. Again, I got a bunch of emails on this one. My thing is, why do you care? Netflix may consider boycotting filming in Georgia. Conservatives may consider boycotting Netflix. Okay. That's everyone's choice. So if you choose to boycott, that's you decide where you're going to do business. Right? You decide where you are going to do business. That's entirely up to you. You decide what products you're going to buy from. Why do I bring this up? I talk about this in terms of voting. You vote all the time. I'm not talking at the ballot box in November. You're making a choice. You're voting. You're picking who you believe should win and making decisions on who you believe should not win every single day with your wallet, where you spend your money. I said it years ago here on the program, in particular talking about the big investment firms, how they're ripping people off and how nothing is ever going to be done about it. And this is before the Great Recession. This is back during the whole dot-com stuff. Nothing was going to happen. And I said the only change that we can force upon these various different entities is not do business with them. That's it. Choose wisely. Choose wisely. That's all. It's up to you. If they want to, that's their choice. And I, you know what? I will respect Netflix. That's what they feel in regards to George's law. Well, that's their choice to do it. Just as much as I will respect the choice of someone that says, you know what? I'm not going to utilize Netflix anymore. If people actually did a little bit more of that, I think things in this nation would kind of change for the better. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Oh no, you received an urgent email or phone call. A friend or family member needs money fast. Maybe they're in the hospital, maybe they've been mugged, or they were traveling abroad and thrown in jail. Whatever the situation, their safety depends on you sending them the money they need right now.
Stop. Slow down. Even though it seems like you need to act right away, first you need to confirm that you're not dealing with a scam artist. Scammers often hack email accounts and even make phone calls to trick people into sending them money. Before you send any money in response to a request, ask the person a question that only your actual friend or family member would know the answer to. You can also tell them that you'll call them back at a phone number that you know is genuine. So when it comes to emergency scams, exercise doubt and check it out at FTC.gov. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Yeah, why not? Why not? I used to do rip-offs and scams a little bit earlier on in the program, and I kind of went right past that. I got to talk about this, too. Many Americans are deciding that they want to retire abroad. And you know what? Who cares? Sense of adventure. I've talked about it here on the program. We start going too far, Elizabeth Warren, AOC, in this country. I'm going to figure something out, some Greek island somewhere. It's going to be Markowski Island. I'll be inviting all of my listeners and all of my clients to come visit and to get places there. There's a story out of Mexico and how sad. There's a lot of American retirees living in San Miguel de Allende. It's a city in Mexico's Central Highlands. New bank there. Monex Casa de Bolsa. They ripped everybody off. They ripped everyone off. Hey, listen, I get it, okay? You want to go live abroad. You want to go ahead and experience adventure. But let me make a suggestion to you. You might want to utilize a bank, you know. Just saying. You know what's going to happen. I don't care whether it is. And the funny thing, in today's day and age, you can do banking over your computer. I don't care who it is. But you need to know that your assets are protected. I don't understand. I appreciate you want to get involved in the local flair, the local culture. But a foreign bank? Don't do that. A story out of California. Pair of brothers arrested on charges related to an investment scheme that they had. And this is the scheme. It's a scheme, and like most schemes that we report on here on the program, same thing. Same thing. These two, they got millions of dollars from people. They told everybody that they were brokers and they were certified public accountants, and they were experienced traders who employed, get this, here goes, sophisticated financial option and insurance hedging strategies. Their company was called MBIG Company, MBIG Company. Got millions of dollars from investors. And you know what they promised them? 3% a month. 3% a month. If somebody can show you if somebody can actually make 3% a month, why in the world would they need any investors? Why in the world would they need any 3% a month? Why don't you try compounding that? That's an amazing return. Why would they need investors? Again, what happens, like most things, it's not difficult for people. Come on, everybody. You all have access to a computer. You all have access to Microsoft Word. Is it, you think, a really hard thing to do to come up with a fake account statement? Again, little things that you need to look for. Extra levels of protection. I'm asked all the time because we're a registered investment advisory, but we still have a tiny little bit of brokerage business that we do as well. Why don't we open up our own and do our own brokerage and handle all of those trades? It would be more profitable for Markowski Investments, and I could do it like this. Well, I don't want to, because it gives people an extra level of protection. The same reason why we deal with certain custodians that hold on to the securities, so you're protected. These are levels of security that you need to have. These guys start, people hanging on to your funds on their own. Dangerous. Hey, listen, I'm not saying, trust me, I'm not saying that scams can't happen within big clearing agents. They can. But you need to be a little bit smarter. Got another one here out of Raleigh. Another advisor, Ponzi scheme, $15 million. Yep. Oh, and this is promised, guaranteed returns of 10% a year. Guaranteed 10% a year in a conservative portfolio. People, how is that possible? In a ultra-conservative portfolio, 10% a year with the conditions that are on the ground here in the United States today. How? Come on, people. Everybody's got to wake up. Again, the fundamentals which we teach here on the program, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is taking heat from Democrats for telling ABC News on Wednesday that he would listen to negative information from a foreign country about a political opponent in 2020. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says that we have to judge a president by his actions and not what he says.
This president has been tougher on Russia than any president before. This president, even when you go through, and anybody has gone through a report like the Mueller report that found no collusion, even though foreign entities tried. So the president has gone through this and acted properly all along the way.
The White House is continuing to get briefings on an attack on a commercial ship in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the escalating tensions between the United States and Iran.
The United States will defend its forces, interests, and stand with our partners and allies to safeguard global commerce and regional stability.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
The pure, unadulterated crap that is being put out as, I guess, journalism on CNBC's website, it's getting worse. It really is. The things that I read, I talked about my 11th grade English class at the beginning of the show today. I would have failed the class. Here's a story off CNBC. This is not journalism. When they go out and they find individuals to fit a narrative. I've had, and I know Uber drivers in New York City that make over $100,000 a year. But here's a story because they got to create a story, right? They got to create a story, so they got to come up with a narrative, and then they try to find the various different pieces to fit that narrative. The most unscientific thing in the entire world, but that's what they do. Here's the CNBC story. The algorithm is our boss. Uber drivers face long hours, no benefits, and sometimes danger. At 3 a.m., Sonam Lama's alarm goes off in his house in Queens, New York, while his wife and baby son sleep. He pulls on his clothes and makes coffee. Then he turns on his Uber app and waits. On this morning, a warm but windy Tuesday in May, an hour passes without a passenger request. You're just thinking, when is the ride going to come? The 35-year-old said. Little after 5 o'clock in the morning, one does. In a collared white button-down shirt and khakis, he's dressed more formally than usual. Later in the day, he's taken a test for a job with the New York Police Department. He doesn't want to drive for Uber anymore. I'm not making a living. Almost all drivers are looking for work elsewhere. Okay. Good for you. Not making money, not making a living. Do something else. Great country. Do something else. I just thought about this. Anybody remember those in the parking lots of grocery stores back in the day? They had the little photo mat places where you would drop your pictures off. Remember that? You drop your film off, get your pictures there. Well, it was an appliance box. I don't know what we bought. This is when I was a kid. And my dad turned the appliance box, big refrigerator box, into like one of those little photo mat like type thing, made out of cardboard. And I went out. I was young, and I wanted to go out and make money. So I took that thing, and I put it on my front lawn. Remembering this right now. And I was trying to remember my frustration. I wanted to sell stuff. Now, again, I lived in a small town. outside of Albany, New York, and I lived on a dead-end street. So as you say, there wasn't a lot of traffic going down on my street. Yeah, we'd ride around our bikes everywhere when we were younger because there was just no cars coming around. Boy, was that a lesson. That was a business lesson that I had right there. I didn't have to go to college for that. I didn't have to pay for a single class to learn that lesson. All it took was a cardboard box that my dad turned into a little fake photo thing for me. I forget what I was selling. I don't know if it was lemonade or what. No traffic, no business. So I sat there and I was stubborn and I waited and I waited and I waited. My brother Michael, he couldn't handle that for that long. He was out of there much quicker when to deal with it. But I learned. It was an exercise in futility. The narrative here in this CNBC story is that for some reason Uber owes their employees. They're not employees, they're contractors. They owe them something. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll delve deeper into this. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great things there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. A judge delayed the murder case of a decorated Navy SEAL to make sure the government's monitoring of defense team emails did not compromise his right to a fair trial. Lawyers defending Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher want the judge in the case removed because he was aware prosecutors planted tracking software in emails sent to the defense team and a journalist in an effort to find the source of news leaks. Quote, "We believe that the judge authorized prosecutors to spy on the defense team," the defense attorney said. Quote, "Now looking at things, it appears the prosecutor may have lied to the judge and that he didn't authorize it and he didn't know what they were really doing." Gallagher was charged with killing a wounded ISIS prisoner in 2017 and with shooting two civilians in Iraq and opening fire on crowds. President Trump got him moved from the brig to better confinement in a military hospital with access to his lawyers and family. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Here's from the CNBC article written by Annie Nova. Hi, I'm Annie Nova. I don't know who Annie Nova is, but I'm picturing my mind some 22-year-old. Some 22-year-old just trying to make it. Did you take any journalism class? What are they teaching in journalism schools? I have no idea. Anyway, she writes, Uber says its mission is to ignite opportunity by setting the world in motion. Yet as the company's initial public offering unfolded in May, drivers across the country went on strike to denounce its low wages and lack of benefits. So quit! Freaking quit! If you don't like it, quit! No one's holding a freaking gun to your head. You're an independent contractor. The ride-hailing company went public at $45 a share and has since dropped to, I don't know where it is now. I didn't pay attention. 40? 35? I have no idea. Uber showed in its earnings that they lost $1 billion. Now, company labels its 3.9 million drivers as independent contractors instead of employees, a distinction that means it isn't required to provide a minimum wage or paid overtime. So what? Who cares? What do you think, when I first started in this business, do you have any idea how many hours I worked a week making nothing, close to nothing? And I was building into something. Drivers are almost entirely on their own when it comes to the constant expense of their cars, including insurance, repairs, and gas. Uber says it offers people a way to work on their own schedule, and while it insists its drivers are not employees, it says it's committed to providing a support system to them. And the company points out that they've got a rewards program which gets drivers cash back on gas, discounts on car maintenance. Drivers can also sign up for an injury protection plan in which they receive a monthly check should they become injured while working. And they also got some tuition assistance at Arizona State. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, she grabs another individual, this time in Minnesota. I'm going to Minnesota this week. Anyway, Ismail has worked for Uber in Minnesota. He likes the flexibility and has always enjoyed being on the road. Yay! He has a full-time job as a claim support specialist at CVS, but he makes only $40,000 a year. The income isn't enough. He's 38 years old, married, and has 3 young children. I'm working 70 hours a week, year in, year out, and I have to face the fact that I can't take a vacation for 1 week. My pretty much the first 10 years I had out of college. Perhaps I was working more than 70 hours. I work more than that now. I work more than that now, and I own the damn company, Ismail. The article goes on. In a typical week, he drives people around for 30 hours, and he said he makes $500. Ismail, buddy, go get a job at McDonald's. 30 hours a week, and you're making $500. Why would you do that, Ismail? More on this nonsense when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. The truth lies here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop
cause I'm faded. Honey's in the street, say money, yo, we make it. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
Oh. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Let's go on with the article here, shall we? Shall we? Annie Nova, CNBC. I'm writing for a business publication, but I have no idea how the world works. She writes, many people drive for companies such as Uber and Lyft because they don't get enough from their full-time job. This is from Lawrence Michel, an economist. Always an economist, meaning, guess what? He can also work as a tarot card reader. An economist for the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute. More than half of Uber's drivers work less than 10 hours a week, according to the company. Now, Ismail's day in Minnesota, again, works 30 hours. Works 30 hours driving. He's also got a full-time job. His only day off is Sunday. You basically don't have any life. Gee whiz. I know what that's like. It's okay. It's okay. There was a method to my madness. I was going somewhere. Yeah. working on Wall Street during the day, bartending, waiting tables certain nights during the week, working Saturdays and Sundays, rinse, repeat, do it again. So what? Suck it up, buttercup. Recently, Ismail was driving a passenger to the airport when one of his tires ruptured. He lost control of the car, and it smashed into a highway wall. He and the passenger were uninjured, but the damage to his car was significant. It will cost him more than $3,000 to fix, but he doesn't have any savings to draw from. Now he uses his wife's car when it's available. So, you're saying you're on the road all the time driving, and you don't purchase collision for your car? That's not too smart. Hey, I got one more here. Got another guy here. He's 65 years old, works around 70 hours a week for Uber, makes around $1,200 a week. Says that's what it takes to pay the bills, he said. All right. $4,800 there a month from driving Uber. He said he didn't expect to do that type of work into his 60s. He owned a towing and auto body company for 2 decades. He retired. Guess what he did? Yeah, he took a risk, but wasn't a good one. He decided to open up a wine bar. Oh, no. You know how many people I try to walk them off, walk them back from, hey, I was doing this my entire life, but guess what? I love restaurants and I love food and I watch the Food Network and I happen to really like wine. So you know what? I'm going to open up my own restaurant and wine bar. That's the equivalent of me saying that, I've gone to see doctors over the course of my life. Maybe I should just become a doctor right now. Without even staying at a Holiday Inn Express. What? So you never worked in a restaurant, never owned a restaurant, never washed dishes in a restaurant, none of that stuff, and all of a sudden you're qualified to own a restaurant. And you take your retirement money, you sold your business, and you took it and you did that. And he's blaming the demise of his wine bar on the Great Recession. He said, people don't go out and buy $400 bottles of wine when there's a recession. Guess what? If your wine bar is based upon selling $400 bottles of wine, guess what? You're going to lose money anywhere. Going to lose money anywhere. But anyway, he talks about Uber and working for Uber and whatnot and the amount of times, and now he's got to pay for the breaks, and he feels trapped in his business because he doesn't get any paid time off. Dude, you made a mistake. And mistakes come with consequences. What do you want? Uber does it. You work for a company. Let me get this straight. All you people work for Uber. You work for a company that doesn't make any money. It doesn't make any money. Each and every one of these drivers, as they bitch and complain, make more money than Uber does. Ismail, at $500 a week, makes more money than Uber has ever made. And now you expect them to provide more for you? I've made fun of Uber for a long time here on the program. I find the company funny. I like the company. I use the company's services. But the business, and I'll continue to use it as long as it's around. As long as it keeps up, you know, good service that I've had. But eventually, you have to get into the black. You have to get into the black. And I don't see Uber doing that. Their drivers are ticked off now. Now their drivers are quitting. They're not making enough money. Right? Complain? Which is fine. Fine. Again, no one has held a gun to your head. I, I, I brought up this story, and I know we spent a lot of time on it. I had fun with it. It's just the utter ignorance. This is the self-proclaimed worldwide leader in business, CNBC. And this was a story on their website. You got to be kidding me. This is not business. Each and every one, go move to France. Go move somewhere else. Go move to a socialist country. See how that works out for you. God bless everyone. Had a lot of fun today. A lot of fun today, as always. I want to remind everybody, all sorts of great stuff at our site, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Free consultations with our certified financial planners. Our podcast, Monday through Friday. Don't miss that either. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Have a wonderful week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for attacks on tankers in the Gulf of Oman.
This is only the latest in a series of attacks instigated by the Islamic Republic of Iran and its surrogates against American and allied interests.
Pompeo continues that Iran's actions are a clear threat to international peace and security.
Iran should meet diplomacy with diplomacy, not with terror, bloodshed, and extortion.
President Trump says Canada and Mexico are behind the new trade agreement he negotiated, and now he's leaning on Congress to pass it.
Canada's totally in line, and Mexico's totally in line. And now it's up to us to get it passed, and it's going to have a tremendous impact.
The USMCA is intended to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, and President Trump has negotiated with the leaders from Canada and Mexico, but it still needs to be ratified by Congress. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tyson's Food is coming out with something new, but the question is, will it taste like chicken? Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The nation's biggest meat producer is saying it will debut its plant-based nuggets this summer as part of a new brand. Tyson's Raised and Rooted brand will sell plant-based and blended meat products. The new brand would put Tyson in competition with meat alternative brands like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat. Officials say Tyson Foods expects to be a market leader in alternative protein, which is experiencing double-digit growth and could someday be a billion-dollar business just for Tyson alone. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The man accused of shooting former baseball star David Ortiz is also wanted in New Jersey for a pair of muggings. The man allegedly robbed two people back in 2017 in Jersey, and the Dominican Republic National Police are saying that the man also is admitting to shooting Ortiz last Sunday in Santo Domingo. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's still unknown if a trade deal between the United States and China will ever be worked out. The president seems to indicate